Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is today receiving, well, a friend who comes round for coffee a lot. It's Richard, and I've introduced Richard just now to the new blend, the new market blend from Caravan, roasted by Master Roaster Sam. A great guy. I go and visit him a lot. You can chit-chat about coffee with him forever. He's a he's got wealth of experience in roasting, and he's got a beautiful palate. And he said to me, take this new blend home and try it out at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So Richard, I've just pulled the shot. This is actually 8 days off the roast, so it's mellowed down a bit, degassed a little more. And this is the new blend, the market blend. I'll tell you quickly now. Actually, no. Tell me first what you thought of it. And you love espressos, so you've always had espresso here. You've tried so many different ones. How does the market blend from Caravan compare? And what does your palate say? Does it sing?
My palate sings. Also, it's a beautiful taste. It's a lovely, lovely taste. And as the aftertaste is absolutely magnificent. It just carries on. I can still taste it now after about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, sharp, fruity taste. And it is absolutely ideal for someone in the morning to wake up to. Mm-hmm. And also, it might not want you to go to sleep at night, because you'll be looking forward to drink this coffee when you get up in the morning.
Poetic, you know. Richard. How very poetic. I'll quickly tell you, because I think this coffee, actually, this espresso, is very complex. It takes you on a journey. It's just not one flavor. It's got a few different ones. And I'll just tell you that the blend it's made of is some Brazilian, the Fazenda Ouro Verde. That's green gold. I think that's what it translates to. Then it's got La Placer Estate from Colombia. And I think this is that fruitiness that you felt there. This is the Kenyan Kikai AB, which I've also had as a single origin from Sam, and it's beautiful. It's got, if you keep it as a single origin, and if you do it as a brewed coffee, like in the V60 or in the Chemex, it's got this beautiful lime flavor coming through. And I think, maybe because I know of what this coffee tastes like, the Kikai, I found it in that espresso as well. And I can really detect that kind of lime fruitiness in there. Mm. Now, have I confused you totally, or would you agree with that?
No, I agree with everything you said just then. And also, when you said the lime, mm-hmm. Inside the coffee is so true. There is definitely a nice sharp line, yeah, tang to it.
Yes, there is.
And it does make you fresh. It makes, mm-hmm, I was tired when I come into your house. Now I'm high, and I'm going out with a great high in my head with this coffee.
It's true that it lingers, because we've had it kind of, 5-10 minutes ago now. Mm. I can definitely still feel it. Mm. And
Lime. Definitely, yes. Lime there.
Yeah. Mm. But interesting also to, before you came, I had Shirley here, and I added milk to that very coffee. It takes milk as well, and she enjoyed it. So I would say very versatile coffee. Okay. I'm sure that it'll get even better. When I say better, probably that sharpness that you refer to will die down a little more, and because it needs to degas just a little more. And this coffee, I know, will be good at least 2-3 weeks after after roasting. Very good. And great. Mm. Thanks to Sam. What do you think?
No,
thanks
problem.
To Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Cool. Before we go, we just have to find another word for this that is lingering on our palates, Richard. What would you say? Tangy tango?
Yes, definitely.
Makes us dance, yes. Doesn't it? This makes the palate sing and the body dance.